You are listening to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Dooley, and if you're seeking a deeper understanding of your body's inner workings, the reasons behind its actions and reactions, and you suspect that your hormones might be at play, you are in the right place, my friend. As a functional medicine nutritionist specializing in holistic hormone health for women, I bring together the latest research, my clinical expertise, and my own personal experiences to create a safe space for you to learn and explore. Just remember, this podcast provides information and inspiration for you, not medical diagnoses or treatments. Always consult your own doctor before making any changes. Now, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Dooley, and I wanted to talk today about some of the things that have developed in my practice over the past month or so and some great new opportunities for working together and helping you with your hormone and gut health. So a lot of things really influence the way that we take care of our bodies, and traditionally, we're, you know, trudging along and then we don't feel well and we feel like we have to pinpoint what's going on and then go to the doctor. And usually we explain our symptoms and then we get a prescription or we kind of get a shrug of, I don't really know. Let me see if I can pass you on to somebody that might know. And that's about the extent of it. You could go get a referral to a specialist or take the medication and then just hope for the best. But there's really no understanding of why the things are happening that you're going to the doctor for. So if you have a migraine, this was an example that happened to me. I was getting migraines and kind of out of the blue, I felt like. I had never had one in my life. And I kind of always thought that, you know, people that complain of migraines are, you know, saying they have a really bad headache, but, you know, how bad could it really be? Until it hit me like a Mack truck. And I realized that this is a real pain in the butt, and it is excruciatingly painful. For me, mine were particularly debilitating. I couldn't move. Any movement would create nausea. And then the nausea, if it turned to vomiting, would be really my only relief from the pain. And so it became this vicious cycle of just wanting to feel better. And so I called my doctor and I said, I need to see you because I'm having these issues. And after about maybe 4 minutes of a few questions about what medications I'm on, which was none, am I taking anything, you know, other than a few supplements at the time? No. Had I had any injury to my neck or my head, anything significant, surgeries, anything like that, and to which I said no. And then she pulled out her pad and gave me a prescription. And I asked her, what's the prescription? Like, what's the next steps? And she said, well, these are, you know, painkillers. They're really good for migraines. There's a lot of research around, this particular brand, and it had been on the TV a couple times. There's some pretty heavy hitters, celebrities endorsing some of these products. And, and kind of sent me on my way. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't actually come here for the prescription, although I'll take it because when I get to the debilitating state, I do need support. I just want to kind of know why and what's the imbalance. And, you know, the more I was kind of digging with these questions, the more resistance I was getting from the provider, who said, well, that's, you know, like, I think there's a misunderstanding. That's not what we do. And I said, oh my goodness, what do you mean? It's not what you do. That people come to you with health issues and, you know, expect some support and understanding of what's going on. And, honestly, she just said, we're not really trained in understanding the why. We are given solutions, which are medications, on how to fix the symptom. And if the symptom resolves, then, you know, we kind of get a check in the box that we've done our job. And it really got me thinking when I left the doctor's office that so many women are being given prescriptions to fix symptoms, or kind of like a checklist of, if she's not experiencing the symptom anymore, then we've done our job. And to me, that just did not align with my understanding of healing in the body, because it's quite the opposite. It's not actually healing the body. It's giving the body something that will temporarily shift the imbalance so that the symptom goes away, but the actual imbalance is still there, or it has moved or manifested into another symptom. And so many women come to me on so many medications because they've been told to basically symptom hop with each medication. And I just was so taken back that approach, which applied to me in my life at that moment, was really all that I knew how to do. That was my only resource, was asking my doctor. And so that was the day that I decided that I am going to start my own practice that supports women in understanding their bodies, understanding the systems in their bodies, the processes that have to happen for healthy hormone balance, for healthy gut balance, for natural levels of blood pressure and blood sugar and cholesterol and thyroid. And by explaining these systems and the organs that are included in the body, it's going to provide a resource that women really don't know how to get access to. I mean, we all have used Google, right? And now we have other AI technologies that we can use and search things, but we're always questioning in the back of our mind, is this the right thing? Am I looking up the right thing? Does this actually apply to me? And that is why I created Eleanor Dooley Nutrition. Being a holistic hormone and gut specialist has given me the opportunity to not only educate, but to walk through specific targeted protocols with women on understanding that the root cause might not be what you think. For example, what I discovered with my migraines after digging and learning and taking more classes and testing myself and kind of being a guinea pig and walking myself through all of these things, I discovered that this was actually a liver issue. It wasn't really a head issue. Technically, it was a hormone issue. But once I got Dutch testing, I could see that my liver was basically clogged up. And when that gets clogged up, the toxicity that circulates in my body creates an influx of toxins in my brain every month when I post ovulation. So once I was able to identify that specific thing for my specific case, supporting my liver became my full-time job. It helped me sleep better. It helped me poop better. It helped me have more clarity in the mornings, so that brain fog lifted. And then the migraines became less and less, and eventually non-existent. So understanding that sequence in my body that needed support was the reason I was able to get to the root cause and not need the medication that was prescribed to me for that. Of course, there's a time and a place for medication. You know, there's been great strides and saved many millions of lives using medications. But I think in today's day and age that medications are being used as sort of a plug the hole, band-aid the symptom, and then move on. And, you know, there's no real end game for medication use. You know, people get put on medications with just an open-ended, just keep refilling it. And if you've ever asked your doctor, well, what's the end game? You know, in 2 months, are we going to retest and see if I'm better? Because to me, that would be the first question that I ask. And that's what I do ask if I've ever offered a medication. But the answer, you know, most of the time, and in my experience, 100% of the time has been, no, there's no end game. You just stay on this medication, you keep paying into the system, and you never really get well. And to me, that doesn't sit well. That is not a way in taking care of your health and taking care of your body, because it doesn't promote healing. So I'm going to give you three reasons why working with me in this new way has really opened the doors for many women. And the first one is that I can interpret your basic blood work. So your CBC panel with differentials, your CMP, your thyroid, your lipid panel, all things that you can get done through your doctor. And you can bring the results to me, or if you don't have a doctor or recent blood work, I'm happy to order them for you. But what I can see when the doctor says, oh, you're all good, this, you know, nothing's wrong, the blood work looks fine, what I see is different, because the ranges that the doctor's using are conventional ranges, meaning they're ranges that they can use based on the average person that's taking the blood work. And by the way, the average person in taking blood work in our country probably isn't the best specimen of health, right? We are the sickest country in the world. Most of the people getting blood work are either doing an annual physical type thing, or they're being treated for some kind of disease. So the average person getting blood work is not really who I want to be compared to as far as is my body functioning well. That's the first piece of it. The other piece is they're looking for disease. They're looking for pathways that can be medicated and to treat disease. So if you don't, if you're not sick enough, if you're not, your tissues aren't damaged enough, your pathways aren't broken down enough, then everything looks fine to them, because there's nothing they can offer you to make it better. So let that sink in for a second. I look at blood work and I look at what's called functional ranges. These are numbers that described optimal function in the body. So I'm not looking to treat you with medication. I'm looking to see if your liver is functioning properly, if there's low iron in the blood, if if there's viruses that are prominent in your body, if there's bacteria that's causing your lymphocytes and monocytes to be off balance, and things that we need to take care of in the priority before it starts damaging the tissue to the point of medication. So there's a lot to be found in basic blood work for you. And offering this in my practice has really opened the doors for many women before we even get started with gut and hormone. I like to look at blood work because there's plenty of things that we can start doing. We can start doing mitochondrial work. We can do cellular detox, all of which are first steps in balancing hormones. Another thing is look at blood sugar. So managing blood sugar has a lot to do with how we eat, the timing that we eat, the quantity of food we eat, and the food that we choose to eat. These all have a very big impact on blood sugar, which is the foundation of everything in the body. So if we're not looking at that first, and we're not looking at how the body can reduce inflammation and optimally function, then we're skipping all of the basic steps. And let me tell you, when you skip steps, the body gets very, it doesn't know which way's up. It can get confused as far as trying to treat something with a medication. For example, an antibiotic, it'll just wipe out the bad bacteria. But the issue with the antibiotic and the theory behind it is, if we're wiping out the bacteria, when our body gets strong enough to grow it back, the same things will happen. So if we're not changing the environment, think of a fish in a fishbowl. If we're not changing the water, we're just treating the fish with antibiotics, but the water is still dirty, then eventually the goldfish will succumb to the toxins and the dirtiness in the water. So doesn't it make more sense to clean the water, to clean the blood, to clean the systems that are in place, and let the body do the healing? So when you think of it that way, understanding blood work becomes really the cornerstone in all of our health. We have it all at our fingertips, but we never really are taught what it means. We're just told that it looks good and we don't need medication, or it looks bad and we need medication. So those are really the only two results. We very rarely get a breakdown of what exactly is going on. The second reason that that you should come and see me is because when we're looking at things like thyroid function, so many people have reached out with different autoimmune issues. A lot of women are on thyroid medications, and it's the basic understanding of how the thyroid and the pituitary gland and the adrenals work really is it's really necessary to understand that you could be taking a thyroid medication that's stimulating a hormone that's not even made in the thyroid. And then the liver is responsible for actually getting that energy into the cell. The reason I tell you this is because people go on these thyroid medications for years and years and decades and don't really feel much different. It's because they're treating the wrong part of that process. In the thyroid process, we have all kinds of different organs and systems that are involved, and not just the one that we get tested for, T4 and TSH. So when you come to me and we get a full thyroid panel, it's imperative that you understand the systems involved, because if we're not supporting the liver, if we're not supporting the cell and the mitochondria, then the T4 that transforms into T3, which is the active form, does not get into the cell. So if our body's flooded with this energy, but we're unable to use it, that's useless to us. So medicating the thyroid doesn't always make sense when those numbers come up. And this is why doctors don't give you a full thyroid panel when they're looking. They just look for TSH and T4 because that's the only thing that they can medicate you with. They don't necessarily look into the status of liver health and the status of ability for cells to accept the T3. And those are the parts that really matter to us the most. This is why you can still have thyroid symptoms while still being medicated and not understanding what's wrong, keep going back and keep getting told your blood work looks fine. The third reason to work with me is because I create customized specific healing protocols that are tailored to your body and to your lifestyle. So, you know, a busy stay-at-home mom of three is different than a busy corporate woman who works 80 hours a week. They have different lives, they have different priorities, they have different financial responsibilities. And it's important that a provider understands where that woman is coming from, the challenges that that woman has. Maybe she's been dieting her whole life and she has some PTSD around that, or she has some issues that she needs to process with eating disorders or trauma in her home at currently or in the past. And so there's a lot to unpack with understanding these body systems, because the mental health piece often gets ignored and it gets referred out to someone else. Whereas I can interpret where the stressors are coming from and apply resources that I have in my practice to not only help you get physically balanced, but also that emotional and spiritual piece that really is not addressed in conventional medicine. I know with my insurance, I can barely even get any mental health referrals or consistent appointments available to me. So I have built that into my programs and into my care of women, because I know how dramatic a change can be when you've got your mental health taken care of, when you've got it into the targeted protocols, because that is what you need. I can help you prioritize which things are more important now and which things are nice to do when we have extra time. Instead of bombarding you with a ton of things at once, we take a stair-step approach, because if we do the hard part, the fundamental part up front, by the time we get to addressing some of the symptoms, they're no longer there. And that is one of the biggest wins that I have in my practice, is doing a symptom assessment form every 3 months and comparing the numbers that you started with the numbers that you have current day. That those are the best appointments that I have with women, because they can see marketed change. They can see the numbers actually change in their health. So if you sign up with me, what you can expect is we do a comprehensive consultation where I get really detailed information about your health history, any surgeries, any medications that you've been on, anything that might affect your body today and the things that you're going through. And I do a background assessment. I look at any blood work that you have available, any testing that you recently got and maybe you didn't get any answers from. And I create a personalized protocol to get you started on day one. And this is going to include some nutritional support, some lifestyle adjustments, and supplements that help improve the quality of functionality of your organs. So your liver support, detoxing, pulling toxicity out of the tissues in your body and getting you consistently pooping, getting you consistently sleeping. All of the basic things that sometimes we take for granted and overlook that might actually be issues. So if you're tired of feeling like you're not getting any answers, you wish insurance covered this, but it doesn't, and you really just want to get to a place where you can maintain a healthy outlook for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your life, it's time to get started today, because I know I don't want to be, you know, 10 years from now, getting all of my medications and organizing them all and figuring out what contradicts what. I want to be supporting my body with natural things, nutrition, and supporting my liver for appropriate detox every single day. So if this sounds like you or this resonates with you, please reach out and book a free 20-minute consultation. I will put the link in the notes. You can always go to my website, eleanordooley.com. The very first button at the top is book a free appointment. This will give us 20 minutes to go through what your specific path will be. And it helps me to identify quickly the things that you need to get started on. I would just love to meet you and to get to know you. And please share this episode if you know of somebody that this can help and support. I work every day to help women understand their bodies and to feel confident in the choices that they're making. And if you ever have questions or you're in between thoughts and you hear contradicting information, reach out to me either on Facebook, Instagram, or you can send me an email so that I can help you sort through that contradiction and give you the information non-biased, in a way that you can understand it and use it to your advantage for your own health. I hope you have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the calendar. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I appreciate you being part of our community, and I hope you found today's episode truly valuable. If this podcast meant something to you and you'd like to show your support, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Your reviews help others discover this valuable information. Don't forget to stay connected with me on social media. You can always find me on Instagram at holistic.hormone.specialist, where I share insights, tips, and updates to keep you informed and inspired. And if you're interested in exploring my latest programs and resources, head over to nourishingnutrition.net to see what's new and how you can further your journey to holistic hormone health. Once again, thanks for being part of this podcast family. Your health and well-being matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, take care and stay hormonally balanced.